Scandal Takes a Holiday, Falco, Book 16, written by Lindsay Davis and read by Jamie Glover.
Ostia, Italy, August AD 76. Chapter 1. "If he chucks a stone, he's done for," muttered Petronius. "I'll have the little tyke." It was a hot day along the waterfront at the mouth of the Tiber in Ostia. Petro and I had badly needed a drink. It was so hot we only made it to just outside the Vigiles patrol house and into the first bar. This was a sad backtrack. Our principle had always been, never go into the first bar you see because it is bound to be rubbish. For the past 15 years or so, since we met in the queue to enlist for the legions, whenever we sought refreshment, we had always strolled a good distance away from home and work, in case we were followed and found. Actually, we had sat in numerous bars that were rubbish, but not many that were full of associates we wanted to avoid, and very few that our women knew about. Don't get me wrong, we too were pious Romans with traditional values. Of course, we admired our colleagues and adored our womenfolk. Just like old Brutus, any orator could say of us that Marcus Didius Falco and Lucius Petronius Longus were honourable men. And yes, the orator would make that claim with an irony even the most stupid mob would understand. As you can see, in the heat I had drunk up too quickly, and was already rambling. Petronius, the experienced inquiry chief of the fourth cohort of Vigiles in Rome, was a measured man. He had his large hand clamped around his wine shop beaker, but his heavy right arm was currently at rest on the warm boards of our pavement table while he enjoyed a long, slow descent into tipsiness. He was here after putting his name down for detached duty. It was a pleasant life, especially since the villain he was waiting for never turned up. I was here to look for someone else, though I had not told Petro. Ostia, the port for Rome, was vibrant, but its Vigiles patrol house was falling apart, and the bar outside was terrible. The place was little more than a shack leaning against the patrol house wall. After a fire, the Vigiles rankers would block the side street as they crowded around the mugs of liquor, desperate to soothe their raw throats, and usually just as desperate to complain about their officers. At present, the street was almost empty, so we could squat on two low stools at a tiny table with our legs stuck out across the pavement. There were no other customers. The day shift were having a lie down in the squad house, hoping that nobody set fire to an oily pan in a crowded apartment, or if they did, that nobody sounded the alarm. Petro and I were discussing our work and our women. Being still capable of two things at once, Petronius Longus was also watching the boy. The little lad was too intent. He looked like trouble. A giggling group would be annoying enough, but if this loner did hurl a rock through the doorway of the patrol house, then shout abuse and run away, he would run straight into my old friend. Mind you, he was only about 7. Petronius would probably not break his arms or legs. After Petronius had narrowed his eyes and watched for a while, he carried on talking. "So how's your billet, Falco?" He was teasing, and I scoffed. "I can see why you don't want to stay in it." Petro had been assigned a room inside the Ostia patrol house. He refused to occupy it, but had loaned the grim cell to me this week. We too had had our fill of barracks life when we were in the 2nd Augusta, our legion in Britain. Even marching camps in that remote province had been better organized than this dump. Ostia was mainly a 4-month assignment, on rotation among the 7 Rome cohorts. The provision was constantly under review, and it showed. Off the Decumanus Maximus, a short way inside the Rome gate, the buildings had been thrown up in a hurry 3 decades ago, when Claudius built his new harbour. He first brought some of the rough and ready urban cohorts to guard the spanking new warehouses. Fires in the granaries subsequently caused a rethink. They had upped the provision and replaced the urbans, who were general troops, with the more professional Vigiles, who were specialist firefighters. Rome's vital corn supply ought to be safe with them. The people would be fed, the city would be free from riots, and everyone would love the emperor, who had arranged it all.